report on the local authority inspections of domestic wastewater treatment systems, which you would better known to your listeners as septic tanks. The EPA key findings identified there was 1,189 inspections completed by local authorities in 2023, and slightly less than half of these failed on inspection. What the EPA also found was 80% of septic tanks that fail inspection since 2013 have been fixed, which is very positive. But the failure to resolve older cases is still a concern, and this correlates with inconsistent enforcement by some local authorities. So what we'd say now, we'd like to remind listeners, I guess, that faulty septic tanks are a risk to the environment and to people's health, especially if you're drinking water well on the same site, and these must be resolved.
What we can see from Claire Noel is that 77% of domestic septic tanks that failed inspections from the years 2013 to 2013 have now been fixed. But that's still leaving roughly about 80 in the county that are not operating properly. The EPA said today that a failure to fix faulty septic tanks is a risk to human health and the environment, and that it cannot continue. So for those 80 or so people that are operating faulty septic tanks on their premises, what risk does that pose, firstly, to human health, and then secondly, to the environment?
Well, to human health, the one significant thing is if there's 160,000 households that have their own drinking water well and septic tank on the same site in our country. If you have a problem then with your septic tank and it's in close proximity to your drinking water well and cross-contamination gets in, so you might have just things like bacteria and viruses, people drink the water, then they get sick, some things like stomach upset or diarrhea, but that can be even more significant than anyone that was immunocompromised. Similarly, if you have, you know, a problem with your septic tank and you see sewage ponding in your garden and maybe your dog runs into it, then you come up and you're patting the dog. In essence, that's how you're getting onto your fingers, and then that might get into your body and obviously make you sick. So that's why it's important from the human health perspective. From the environmental side, septic tanks are a significant pressure on 9% of Ireland's water bodies that are at risk. So that's where we have the problem there. So both from human health and an environmental perspective, you know, if you have a problem with safety tank, you need to get them fixed. And you are right there when you say from the 77% have been fixed in Clare, but there is that 23% remaining to be fixed. And really, people need to bring those to resolution.
While it might sound like a smaller cohort in Clare, the problems you've described are very serious, so would you have strong concerns for any household in Clare that still hasn't fixed their tank?
Well, I would, and particularly, you know, the two areas that are target for their inspections. One area is households that are within 100 metres of a stream that is at risk. The second category is areas where you have shallow soils and you have a drinking water well on the same site. So if you happen to be one of these sites that have failed inspection, you are in an area of shallow soils, which could be typical of some of the parts of Clare, you know, you should be sampling your well to make sure it's safe for you and your family to drink. Like, and a simple, very simple thing for people as well, and they're listening, is like, good maintenance can prevent problems. What we'd say to people, you should get your septic tank cleaned out roughly every 3 to 4 years for a typical household, which will cost €300. But that, if you clean out your tank, it'll stop problems that could arise if you don't. So if you don't clean out your tank, the sludge can build up and then it can overflow into your percolation area and cause problems with that. So prevention is better than a problem getting worse.
And just to finish there now, what are the most common issues that you see with septic tanks that fail?
Well, there's two things really, I suppose. On the simpler side, the maintenance issues. You know, more than half of the inspections fail because they haven't desludged the tank. And as I say, that could give rise to much bigger problems for householders. So people should get into the pattern of desludging it every 3 to 4 years. On the more significant issues then are construction issues. So you could have cracks or damage to a tank, and that's where you get leaking out onto your garden or into a nearby river or stream. So that's a more significant issue. Anyone that has had an inspection and has failed the inspection, like the people you referred to in the report, there is a new grant scheme available for those people. That's increased from 5,000 to 12,000 euro. And there used to be a requirement that you had to register back in 2013. That's now gone. So I encourage your listeners to say, look, if you're one of those people that has a failed septic tank and you were inspected previously, talk to the local authority now and avail of the grant that's available.